Olds. 8 awards recognizing outstanding local businesses and employees for 2021 were handed out June 22 during Business Beer and Burgers, a casual event organized by the Olds and District Chamber of Commerce, ODCC. The awards weren't able to be issued last year, due to COVID restrictions. The plan originally was to hold the event at the Olds College Botanic Gardens and constructed wetlands. However, it was moved into the college's trades building, due to rain. The Business of the Year Award for businesses with 16 or more employees was presented to Kolb's Fine Meats and Sausage. The business started as a small shop in 2019 and grew to a full retail store that opened in March, 2021 and now has about 25 employees. Brian Hepp, who co-announced the awards along with his wife Melanie, said Kolb's Fine Meats and Sausage supports local groups such as Minor Ball, the Olds Hospice Society, and the Olds and District Chamber of Commerce. The company has also contributed money toward many community fundraisers. The Business of the Year is a model for other businesses to emulate, Melanie said. The Business of the Year award for firms with 15 or fewer employees went to Our Flames restaurant and lounge. Our Flames contributes to the community through volunteer work and charitable organizations, Brian said. They provide a positive work environment and demonstrate leadership in the workplace. They source items from the local Olds area when possible. The Community Spirit Award in the for-profit category was presented to Olds Town Square, which is owned by Amy Lee. Amy has been involved in trying to make Olds a more vibrant place, including promoting public art, partnering with local artists and artisans, hosting community events, leading public bike rides to places of interest, and to support local restaurants, Brian said. She works so hard to promote her business and it's just a lovely place to visit. She is a breath of fresh air in the community and it shows in her business. The Kiwanis Club of Olds received the Community Spirit Award in the not-for-profit category. Brian pointed out that the Kiwanis Club of Olds has been operating in the community since 1955. They support a number of community initiatives. They have a 65-year history of raising funds to support community projects with 100% of monies raised going to serve Olds and area residents, he said. The People's Choice Award went to the Olds and Area Boys and Girls Club. Melanie described the club as outstanding. They're fantastic with the kids and are always part of community events, she said. There are great people working there and deserve all of the credit. The President's Award went to Cab K Broadcasting, which operates two local radio stations, 96.5 CKFM and Rock 104.5 FM. ODCC President Doug Rieberger said the company's radio stations have supported many events and activities in the community as well as helped local organizations through donations and volunteering. Bumper to Bumper, which has been owned and operated by Lynn Lam and his wife for almost 40 years, received the Business Ethics Award. Brian noted that Lam has actually been in the automotive business for even longer than that, about 50 years, including a period when he operated a vehicle dealership. Lynn is the epitome of an honorable man and it is reflected in his business, Brian said. He's always been active in the community and industry associations. Lynn freely donates his time or money to many worthy causes in Olds and area. He is an active Kiwanis member, having served as president. His customer base, like many of his staff, have been loyal to him for decades. He's earned repeat business by being fair, honest and reliable. Lynn always promotes supporting local. If we fail to do so, we end up hurting ourselves. Jade Marks of Mr. Mike's Steakhouse Casual was named the Youth Employee of the Year. Local singer, songwriter Dustin Farr provided entertainment during the event. It's such a treat to have a local talent like Dustin come out. We've heard him many times, said Small Business Awards Committee Chair Murray Elliott. Elliott referenced the fact that pandemic restrictions prevented the 2021 awards from being handed out last year. Isn't it nice to finally get together, he asked, sparking applause. Elliott thanked his fellow committee members for coming up with the idea to hold the event indoors instead of risking the forecast rain, which did eventually come down. I insisted we have it outside and cooler, smarter heads prevailed and this last-minute adjustment happened. I'm glad it did, he said. This all came together this morning. I was bound and determined to stick with the wetlands and we would have been wet. He thanked Olds College Dean of Trades Dan Daly for making the trades building available. Our theme for last year was still strong, and I'm starting to think maybe it should be the ability to adjust, or something like that, because we certainly had to do that tonight, Elliot said. He also gave a huge thank you to TD Canada Trust and Connect First Credit Union, major sponsors of the gathering.